Good morning. I'm Leslie Thatcher. It's the KPCW Local News Hour. On the phone with me now, Laura Carlton, Communications Manager with US Ski and Snowboard. Good morning.
Morning, Leslie.
Well, let's just start. We had thought that we were going to watch Park City's Ted Ligety race his final race of his career this week, and then some bad news late last week.
Yes, unfortunately, Ted has been battling with his back pain over the last 6 years, and it got the best of him last week, and he announced via Instagram that he will not get in the start gate that last time, and instead flew home yesterday to rest and recover and spend time with his family. We are so grateful for everything Ted has done for, you know, alpine ski racing, for the world, for young skiers in the United States. He was certainly very influential, and it's a huge bummer to not see him get back into the start gate one last time, but for his health, it was, you know, the right call for him.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, he even posted the x-ray showing the two herniated discs, and basically the message was stop now or really could be injured had they...
Yes, as an elite athlete and ski racers, you know, constantly pushing your body to the limit, and you have to kind of manage, am I going to continue to push for this one race, or am I going to, you know, so to speak, quit while I'm ahead and make a decision that's better for my potential long-term health than getting in the start gate one last time. And I can't imagine what a hard decision that was, but it was a decision that, you know, he made and was right for him and his family and this next step in his life and this new chapter for him. So, you know, we're so supportive of everything he decided to do. And again, it would have been incredible for that, you know, one last maybe victory lap on the course in Cortina, which is such a favored venue for American athletes, but just wasn't meant to be.
Okay. Well, we hope to, once he recovers a little bit, get him back in the KPCW studios here. So let's certainly note, though, that the Alpine World Championships are underway in Cortina.
Yes. After some weather cancellations the first few days, we finally got started in Cortina. Cortina is the site of the 2026 Olympic Games, so athletes are kind of having a taste of what that might feel like, you know, due to COVID-19, unfortunately, no spectators, but still world-class venues, world-class courses. Competition officially began on Thursday with the Super Gs as the first event. And on the men's side, on Thursday, Travis Ganong took eighth place and was the top American man in that race. It was a tricky set. It took down 21 skiers throughout the day. Behind Travis, Jared Goldberg snagged 15th place, and that's his career best Super G result. And Bryce Bennett was 27th. And on the women's side, with only 4 days of Super G training under her belt in over a year, Michaela Schifrin earned the bronze medal. And, you know, it didn't look like she had missed a beat on that sunny day in Cortina. She glided into the podium in her first speed event of the year, which is pretty incredible, being a world champs event. And that medal tied Michaela for the most world championship medals for any American in Alpine World Championships with teammate Lindsey Vonn. However, this morning, Michaela took gold in the Alpine combined event, which marks her ninth World Championships medal and makes her the most decorated American Alpine skier in World Championships. There was, you know, many other results last week. I'll jump back to the men on the Super G for Thursday. On Sunday, Bryce Bennett had one of his best results of the season, scoring a top 10 finish with his 10th place in the downhill. Travis was just behind him in 12th place. And in the women's downhill, although Breezy Johnson has had many podiums this season, she made one mistake at the top of the course and, you know, she pulled herself together. It was an impressive save, but came in ninth, which is her best result for world championships in that discipline. So although she was really hunting for that podium, unfortunately didn't happen for her on Saturday. And Isabella Wright, in her first world ever championship appearance, snagged a 21st place. Tomorrow the parallel events are scheduled to go off, and throughout the rest of this week we have giant slalom and slalom events, and competition is scheduled to wrap for world championships in alpine by this Sunday, you know, with weather accepting.
Okay. I don't know who it was, but I just kind of caught a replay of it. You may have seen it as well, the guy in the men's downhill that like flipped over and like recovered and then skied backwards. It was nuts.
Yes.
People should go check that out.
Nuts.
I don't know who it was.
Yes.
Do you?
Off the top of my head, I am not sure, but I'm happy to follow up with you to find out, and we can link to that in the online write-up.
Okay. Well, people should go have a look at that because it's just like unbelievable. All right. So let's see. What do we got with going on with cross country?
You know, cross country is off. They had no World Cup events last week. They're training in Davos, Switzerland, ahead of their World Championships, which are scheduled to take place February 22nd through March 7th in Oberstdorf, Germany. So the team gets a bit of a break from their weekly pain cave and is just focusing on training and having, you know, a good attitude and being healthy heading into those critical events.
Okay, and what about freestyle?
Freestyle, same kind of program for freestyle. The teams have a bit of a break for about the month of February. They will begin training locally. Moguls will be at Deer Valley Resort, and aerials will begin at the Utah Olympic Park later this week ahead of their World Championships events, which are now scheduled for March 8th through 11th in Kazakhstan at Shimbulak Mountain Resort. So they'll just getting some rest after the events at Deer Valley and looking forward to continuing elite competition next month.
Yeah, I saw a handful of them skiing out the powder on Friday. Pretty nice.
Yeah, it's nice when, you know, they get to have some free ski time. With the season, the schedule this season and events shifting and, you know, schedules being kind of unknown, the team has really enjoyed having some of these longer blocks of time domestically at home and getting a chance to, you know, reconnect with why they love doing what they do instead of just being on the daily grind week in and week out on the World Cup tour. So if you see some blue camoed folks out at Deer Valley, you know, wave and say hello. It's your local U.S. freestyle ski team athlete.
Okay. And then finally with the free ski and snowboard teams.
Yes, so we had world championships for the cross teams in Idrefjell, Sweden. On Thursday in the individual event, Stacey Gaska led the Americans, finishing sixth, which was a career best result for her. And in the team event, Park City area locals Faye Galini and Hagen Kearney finished fourth. The team will then compete in Austria on February 18th for another individual event. And the rest of the free ski snowboard crew was off of competition. We did just announce last week that the World Championships events for those teams are now rescheduled to Aspen in March. So the freestyle, free ski, and snowboard world championships were originally scheduled for China, but unfortunately, due to local and government health regulations, those events had to be canceled. And those were also going to be Olympic test events. So unfortunately, athletes will not get a peek at the courses this season before the events as it's scheduled now. But we're, you know, grateful that we're still having world championships events, even if they're not on the Olympic site.
Okay. Anything else?
No, just thank you to the community for your continued support, and how to watch and how to tune in is all on our website at uskinsnowboard.org. And I will be sure to find out the name and link for that crash for you, Leslie.
Okay. Thanks, Laura.